And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jeremy Miller.
I'm Lexi Lapp.
Be our guests, and we want to talk with you. We have a special guest joining us right now, which we are going to be talking to. Her name is Dr. Susan Dalton, and her treats are called Dr. Dalton's Premium Treats. And we're going to find out a little bit about these treats, as well as give some of them away. But Dr. Susan, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, John.
It's great to have you on the show with us.
Well, thank you.
Lexi's like ripping into one of the bags right now.
She's tearing into it. She's ready to go.
I don't know if you can hear her, but she's like hungry apparently. Do they smell good?
They smell like dog treats.
They smell like beef.
They smell like beef, right. They don't taste very good to us because there's no chemicals or salt or pepper or any kind of flavorings in them. But dogs love them.
The good stuff for us. The stuff that we get fat on.
Right.
So tell
us
a little bit.
Yeah, this is the opposite for dogs. This is the good stuff. The stuff they don't get fat on.
Tell us a little bit about you first, Dr. Susan Dalton. How did you come about? Now, you were surrounded by animals all your life, right? Like dogs, cats, chickens?
Yes, I grew up with animals and had special attraction to dogs. And I had a fairly interesting life, but I was at the time a researcher at a major university. And we adopted this two-month-old border collie who was tied up under a car, scared of the world, and ready to bite anybody.
Was that Cassie?
And I took her to a couple of trainers, and they basically said, put her down, you can't do anything. So I started training her. I left my job at the university, and I started working with her. And what I found was, one, instead of hitting her or putting her down or whatever, being kind to her helped a tremendous amount. And two, the better the treats, the better she reacted. So I started making my own treats because the ones in the stores really didn't come up to my standards. And so I started making these one ingredient treats. So if it's my chicken treat, the only ingredient is chicken. If it's my beef treat, the only ingredient is beef. And I found that these treats work tremendously with all dogs.
We noticed that because like when we do have different companies on with treats and all, that's one of the first things we look at here is like, what are the ingredients?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at Jeremy and Jeremy's like, and I said, what did you say the ingredients were? And he's like, Beef. I was like, what else? He's like, beef.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, what about the chicken ones? Chicken.
No, I work in a pet shop, so I'm always constantly reading the back of the ingredients, too. So I'm like, I really like seeing that.
Yes, and I do, too. And it's amazing what you find, what it looks like on the front and what the ingredient panel says is really in it. There's often
What do you think about it as a trainer? Because you are a trainer.
Yes, I am.
So, as a trainer, what do you think about people working with treats to train their pets?
I think it's a really good thing to do because it's a really fast reward system so that when they do a behavior, you can give them a quick reward that says, I really like that behavior. But the important thing is that treats have value. They have value for dogs and they have value for us. And if you're working with a high-value treat, which is what my treats are, they're extremely high-value, dogs will pay attention to you. They will do what you want. They're really in the game because you've got the best thing there is. If you're working with a low-value treat, which is these treats that have all these different ingredients and coloring and flavoring and fillers and preservatives and stuff, the dog will look at you and there's something going on across the street and he says, forget the treat. I'm going over there. You know, I'm not going to pay attention to you because you don't have anything that I really want to pay attention to.
Incentive.
You simply switch the treats and it switches the dog.
So the healthy
That's a high value treat for dogs, but my treats are also a high value treat for humans because it's a one ingredient treat. You feel as the dog owner really good giving your dog these treats.
Well, the amazing part when you look at ingredients, and we always tell people before you purchase stuff for your pets, is to look at the ingredients. You don't want stuff with byproducts and stuff like that in there. But some people don't even know what the ingredients mean. They look at words
right.
Like, "What is that?" But when we looked at yours, it was pretty simple: beef.
Beef.
So it's the healthy alternative.
And it's also, you know, the beef is raised in the United States and it's manufactured here. You know,
made in the USA.
Made in the USA. Sourced in the USA. I'm not bringing meat from out of the USA in. I'm getting my meat from inside the USA. So it's
and I like
USA.
That, actually. I like when you've got that on the package, and it's a cute package that you have, by the way. You've got different dogs on each one of the packages, which is really cool. But
Thank you.
made in the USA, which is really important for one thing that we talked about. But also, do they come in sizes, these bags of treats? Because I noticed that we have, I think, a 3-ounce bag, and but we're going to be giving away a couple of 8-ounce bags. Am I right on that?
That's correct. They come in two sizes. The 3-ounce bags have little dogs on them, and the 8-ounce bags have big dogs on them.
Ah, there you go. Mm. So let's do that right. Let's do that right now. The two callers that call in. So if you call in right now, compliments of Dr. Susan Dalton and Dr. Dalton's premium treats, we'll send out, since Lexi's already had her nose in the beef bag, we'll send out a bag of beef. And Jeremy, which other one?
What about a medley?
You want to do the medley? And we'll send out a bag of medley. Now the medley is the beef, chicken, and pork. So it's a mixture.
Right.
Hence,
yeah,
medley.
It's a mixture, but they're each individual treat.
Yes.
So they're a chicken
So they're all mixed in there. So you might be giving them a pork treat or a chicken treat or a beef treat. That's the medley. So we'll give away a bag, and it's an 8-ounce bag of beef and an 8-ounce bag of the medley to the next two calls that come in at 844-305-7800. Don't assume somebody called. Call right now and they're yours. 844-305-7800. Call, and we're going to send you out a bag from Dr. Dalton's Premium Treats from Dr. Susan Dalton. 844-305-7800. Call right now, and they're going to come out to you. Now,
can I just put in a pitch here, just real quick?
No, go right ahead.
For those of you who don't get through on his telephone line, visit my website, which is www.drdaltons.com. So it's Dr. Dalton's without the period or the apostrophe.
So drdaltons.com. So it's drdaltons.com. That's the website if you want to check that out. Well, like I said, call right now and the treats are yours, 844-305-7800. Do you consider out there that there's, like, your treat has ingredients, beef, pork, but do you consider a lot of treats out there on the market to be bad?
Yes. Yeah. In the same way that foods are bad for us. Most of the time, treats that have all these different ingredients, what they're really doing is they're bringing down the cost of their treat by adding ingredients that aren't necessarily healthy for the dog, but they're nice and cheap. And so, you know, we can add these other ingredients, and we can add some coloring so it looks good, and probably some artificial flavoring so it smells good, and probably some preservatives so it lasts on the shelf, and we can call that a treat, and it's not good for the dog. There's a lot of things that aren't good for dogs that are being put in treats. And, you know, it's interesting because in the dog food line, now mine are treats, not food, but in the dog food line, they're beginning to come out with things called limited ingredients. Food,
LID.
Meaning they're trying to take some of that crap out of it and make the diet more simple. But in the dog treats, we seem to be going in the other direction. In other words, we're not simplifying treats. We're putting in more crap.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Susan Dalton. If you've got a question or a comment, let us know. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 844-305-7800. Over the break right now, we might as well do it now. We're going to give away two more bags. So the next two calls that come in after the ones that are already accepted, call right now, and those are yours. We're going to send out the pork and the chicken. So you get a pork bag or a chicken bag.
There is no chicken. There is no pork bag. It's only in the medley.
Oh, it's only in the medley. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then we'll give the chicken and another medley. So you'll get the pork and the medley. So you get the medley. And then you got the chicken. So 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. Call right now and those are yours. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back with Dr. Susan Dalton. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jeremy Miller.
I'm Lexi Lapp.
Congratulations to Rob and Brad out there. Not sure where you're at in the country, but I know you're the winners. So this is Talkin' Pets.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. The answer is yes, and you can get it at 10% off with my promo code PETS, P-E-T-S. It's called SCOE 10X, S-C-O-E-10X, the best pet odor elimination product made. And you know why it's the best? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit, even skunk odor. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. Also, it's completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It's so safe you can use it directly on your pets, your own skin, or plant vegetation. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X at 10% off by adding the word PETS in the promo code box at checkout. SCOE 10X, an odor elimination product that actually works. And don't forget to use promo code PETS, P-E-T-S, for your 10% off.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD. If you've ever had questions about your health, listen to Healthline Live now online at qnlabs.com every Monday through Saturday. I'll take your nutrition questions live during show hours and guide you the best I can on your path to great health. The key to great health is nutrition, and unfortunately, our food sources are not even close to what they used to be. Go to qnlabs.com and join me to learn about quantum nutrition. Ask your questions and get real answers. I'll give you the truth so you're empowered to make excellent nutrition and lifestyle choices. Remember, each day's show streams 24 hours until the next show, so you can listen at your convenience, from anywhere, anytime. If you miss a show, you can still find it archived on the website. So take advantage of this great opportunity to educate yourself and your family. That's Healthline Live every Monday through Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Old McDonald's drive-thru had some horses, E-I-E-I-whoa. Two Wyoming boys, a little bored, over the holiday break, saddled up for a trip to McDonald's, and a goat followed along. 15-year-old Joel Perez and 13-year-old Trajan Collins rode their horses into town last week, not an uncommon sight itself in the city of Powell, but usually goats don't tag along and there are no fast food stops. The teens said they didn't plan to take the animals, but apparently it was up for an adventure too. "We just wanted to get out of the house and do something," Perez told local media. "The goat just started walking right behind us." Perez ordered some sandwiches, but nothing for the horses. Collins said they dismissed the idea of getting a salad for the goat because it had eaten some grass earlier. No word on whether they considered a kid's meal. The teens stopped by other stores to get a bowl and water for the animals. Perez and Collins said they didn't get in trouble with their parents and that they would be up for another horse ride into town. For this and more information, go to TalkinPets.com. Remember to join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and watch us now on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Reporting from Talkin' Pets, I'm Lexi Lau.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Okay, well, anyway, good story. Apparently, my artist is not singing.
And on his farm, he had a goat.
Don't make fun of it.
E-I-E-I-O.
All right, maybe we'll close with it because it's not opening up right now. Anyway, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. Congratulations to Rob out there and Brad, and they are in Georgia and Oregon. Those are the ones that won Dr. Dalton's Premium Treats by Dr. Susan Dalton. So, like I said, the next two calls that come in, you're going to get an 8-ounce bag, and one's going to be a medley, and the other one's going to be chicken. 844-305-7800. That is the number. 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can get the premium treats by Dr. Susan Dalton, and they're called Dr. Dalton's. So there she is. Not Dr. Dalton, but this is
Old MacDonald had
Ella
a farm,
Fitzgerald.
E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O.
Apparently my iPad froze.
I do like this, though. Everywhere, chick, Old MacDonald had a farm.
You're singing it so
E-I-E-I-O.
Fast.
I like that.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O.
With a quack, quack here and a quack, quack there. Here, quack there, quack everywhere, quack, quack.
Apparently you like it.
She's on quack.
You know, it's funny, during the show sometimes some songs stick in your head and then you end up singing them after the show. I know we do. This is probably going to be the one.
I have had the Carousel of Progress song stuck in my head since New Year's Eve when I went to Disney.
Nice. Dr. Susan Dalton.
Yes.
Can you over-treat a dog?
It depends on what you're treating them with. If you're treating them with a very clean treat like mine, that's the single ingredient, no bad stuff in it, it would be very, very difficult to over-treat your dog. Now, you don't want to use the treats as dog food, but as far as treats are concerned, my dogs get a lot of treats during the day. If you're feeding them a treat that is full of crap, then of course you can overfeed your dog, because the more you feed them, the more bad stuff you're feeding them.
So what is actually, when, like on your bag, it says gluten-free. What exactly is gluten? Is that a problem for a dog?
Well, it's a chemical that comes in some foods, and it's been discovered that gluten actually affects a certain number of people, and it basically really interrupts their system from acting correctly. And the gluten comes in food, and so people who are concerned about gluten in their own food are also looking for gluten in or non-gluten in their dog foods and their dog treats. And these treats are naturally gluten-free.
So
if you're somebody who has concerns about gluten or, you know, knows a lot about it and are trying to avoid it, this is one of the things you can use to avoid it.
So, for instance, your treats, Dr. Dalton's Premium Treats, the Simply Beef, for instance, 100% beef. Delicious.
Yep.
They're gluten-free. They're all natural. They're made in the USA. They come in two sizes, the 3-ounce bag and the 8-ounce bag. You can find out more information at drdaltons.com, and that's drdaltons.com, drdaltons.com. What is empathetic training methodology that you use?
Well, I work with a lot of troubled dogs because that's just the area I've moved into, but it's true for any puppies you're working with or other dogs, is I really look at and guide my training by what's happening with the dog. So if I have a dog who's being aggressive towards other dogs on the leash, what I want to know is, where's that aggression coming from? And often it's coming from fear and the way that the owner is reacting with the dog in that case where they expect the dog to blow up. And so instead of just treating the behavior like saying, no, don't do that, I get underneath that and say, oh, there's fear going on here. Let's be really empathetic with the dog and deal with that fear. And if we deal with the fear that's underlying it, then the behavior will go away. So it's a much more dog-centered approach. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a, let's figure out what's going on with the dog and help them, and help them on a deeper level than simply trying to stop a behavior.
When did you formulate Dr. Dalton's? How long have you been out there?
Well, my I've been training since 2009, and what happened was I wasn't happy with the treats in the market, and so I started creating my own. And I used them in my pet training. I still do. When I'm training a pet, I always use my treats. And my clients started coming back to me and saying, you know, my dogs don't like the other treats anymore. How can we get your treats? So I started to sell them out of the back of my van. And then it got sort of too big for me doing that and too many people who wanted treats. So I started selling them in the pet stores here in Santa Barbara, California. And now I'm just at a point where I can't make them fast enough, and so I've had to go into a factory and have them made in a factory, and we're right now doing a big a website campaign to try to get the distribution much wider. But, you know, the stores around here, they've had them for about 4 years now, and they just scream off the shelves. I mean, I'm getting calls every week. We need another couple of cases. And I hear a lot of people who, you know, once they fed their dog my treats, they just don't go back.
And you can find out more information about them at drdaltons.com, drdaltons.com. And so I like the fact that the ingredients are one ingredient, beef, chicken, and then you've got the medley bags. But again, congratulations to the winners. We've got to go out. That's the top of the hour. But congratulations in Beaverton. Gwen, you're going to get a bag as well. So, Dr. Susan Dalton, thanks for joining us here in the segment of the show. And it's great to spotlight your product, Dr. Dalton's Premium Treats. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Susan Dalton. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you're looking to obtain a pet, go to your local animal shelter or your rescue group and get one there. Say goodbye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.